Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We lost two elections Tuesday night. We lost 65 elections in November. The economy is sliding, not sideways. If anything, it's sliding back. Macroeconomic advisors say there's a one-third chance of going into another recession. You look at how crazy the opposition party is, cheering death and everything else, and you say, hey, we got to change direction here. We got to do something different. This is not working, not politically, not economically, not anything. So bring in a new team and indicate to people that you get it. They understand that you were dealt a very tough hand, but you just keep playing the same hand over and over again. It's not working.
Interesting observation from James Carville, who was the architect for the victory of Bill Clinton, you may remember, weighing in on President Obama and the jobs bill and the economy in general. Doesn't sound like he's a supporter. And that's what most people have been saying, not the hardcore Republicans who want to see Obama gone, but wonder, because he's so close to the Clintons, if that's the bell for Hillary Clinton. Anyway, we get started with another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we begin another week. Doug Steffen here with a review of what's happened on the Sunday morning conversation programs on television. That's usually much of the fodder for the way things will go in talk radio today. So let's go to Meet the Press first. David Gregory talks to Bill Clinton about Carville's comments.
I have to show you what your good pal and old political hand James Carville is saying about this president and his troubles. What should the White House do now? He writes. One word comes to mind, panic. This is what I would say to President Barack Obama. The time has come to demand a plan of action that requires a complete change from the direction you are headed. Number one, fire somebody. No, fire a lot of people. This may be news to you, but this is not going well. What's going wrong for this president?
Well, first of all, he became president just a few months after the financial crash. Now, keep in mind, even before the financial crash, in the 8 years before the financial crash, we had almost no new jobs, only 10% as many as we had when I was president. Real family income was lower than it was the day I left office. The economy was weak as could be. Then you had this financial crash. Historically, these things take 5 years to get over. And a year after the president took office, the final figures came in, and it turned out that the crash was even worse than anybody thought. So we don't feel fixed yet. And that's never good for an incumbent president. And Americans, there's no American alive, except to people who are old enough to remember the Great Depression, there are not many of them, who remember what it's like to go through a financial crash, which normally takes 4 to 5 years to get over. So he's got a very difficult hand to play. But if you look at this proposal he's put forward to the American people and to the Congress, all the economic studies say that it will add basically 1.3 to 2% to GDP growth next year. It'll lower unemployment by 1% or more. It'll create 1 million to 2 million jobs. I think he's got a plan now. I think he's on the right track. And I think the poll numbers don't mean much now. Right now, he's out there running against himself and running up against the American people's disappointments and frustrations. Look, this is an agonizing time for the millions of Americans, not just the unemployed, but the people who aren't in the figures because they've gotten so discouraged they quit looking for work, or the people in part-time jobs that need full-time jobs to support their families. So I think that this is all perfectly predictable, and finally he's got a plan that he can push, and if he pushes it, the American people can make their own judgments about how the Congress responds and who's responsible from here on in. But I think he finally got a plan that people can gravitate to.
Should he follow Mr. Carville's advice?
No, because he's got a good economic plan. The president never does the country much good by panicking. I know what James meant. James meant that we need a political turn. But the truth is, what we need is to create a climate where the American people can think instead of just vote their frustrations. And as long as he's got a specific plan out there, and the American people can evaluate it compared to what the Republicans want and see what they do, I think that politically that's the best you can do. He's been dealt a tough hand, and the American people are not used to waiting 5 years for anything good to happen, but that's what we're facing. And if you want to speed it up, we got to do things in the government. So now we're going to have a real debate with real specifics. I think that's encouraging. He's going to come out with his long-term deficit reduction plan. I think that's a good idea, but he's going to make clear that you can't balance the budget on the back of no growth. Here, so we don't want big tax increases or spending cuts now. We got to focus on the jobs first. Then we can bring the debt down.
All right. What else is he going to say? You're going to say Obama ought to go and my wife should be president, or go with a Republican plan? What do you think Bill Clinton's going to say? 800-510-8255. Your calls on the jobs plan as we listen to more of the Sunday morning statements. We'll try to get to all of them. Face the Nation, the Fox CNN program this week on ABC, all of them, and then we'll get to your calls. 800-510-8255. The president is going to lay out his plan for how they're going to deal with its more plans, right? Plan one is to explain the plan. Plan two, explain it again. Plan three, let's explain it one more time, and then we'll look at the transcript and see if we can find holes in it. That's pretty much the way it works. How's the economy treating you? That's another aspect of this. If you got a job that you like, you're looking for a job, how are you finding the market? 800-510-8255 at 13 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Attention. Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, a full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this free cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. Just call 800-459-4061. That's 800-459-4061. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free. So call now, 800-459-4061. That's 800-459-4061.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's go to the CBS Sunday morning program hosted by Bob Schieffer. On Face the Nation, President Clinton appears again.
Your Clinton Global Initiative kicks off its seventh year this year, and you are going to be focusing on creating jobs with business people, with CEOs, with smart people from all around the world. I can guarantee you the Obama White House is going to be listening. What do you think is the secret? What do they need to do to start getting people back to work here?
Well, first of all, it is a problem nationwide. I mean, worldwide. There are hundreds and hundreds of millions of people looking for jobs all over the world who don't have them. And one of the most successful things I've been able to do in Haiti, for example, is to help the arts and crafts people be stronger than they were before the earthquake. So this is a problem worldwide. But I think that what we try to do is to deal with the world as it is. So, for example, if the banks aren't loaning money to things that I think will create jobs, we look for other ways to do it. The pension funds of the labor unions and the public employees have a lot of money that isn't earning a lot in the stock market now. So under the leadership of the AFL-CIO president, they actually want to create jobs for a lot of small businesses by investing in building retrofits. And I think you'll see more announcements on that there. I think that this idea of onshoring jobs, that is creating jobs in rural America in areas of high unemployment that used to be sent somewhere overseas, is going to get a lot of attention here. There are lots of very specific things that, when you add them all up, can really make a difference. I don't believe America can return to the full employment days of the 90s until we clear this bank debt and over the mortgage crisis. And I hope that will be done. But in the meanwhile, I think a combination of the payroll tax changes that President Obama recommended, the setting up an investment bank and doing more in infrastructure, and then looking at areas of specific opportunities to put people to work, can really create millions of jobs and get us out of the worst of this doldrum. And that's what I'd like to see America focus on.
All right, so there's the president again on CBS. Over on ABC, Christine Amanpour talks to Google chairman Eric Schmidt about what he thinks needs to be done regarding the jobs problem.
Everybody says that confidence is the name of the game, that the economy and consumers are not going to start buying and businesses aren't going to start hiring again unless they feel a period of confidence and stability, producing the kind of confidence that's necessary for a hiring binge.
The economy is today stuck behind the power curve. It needs a lot of encouragement. It needs not just something like the jobs bill, but also significant government stimulation in terms of buying power and investment. Otherwise, we're set up for years of extraordinarily low growth in the economy and no real solution to the jobless problem.
But you say significant stimulus. Obviously, this is a political environment where the only real conversation is about cutting. Do you see any expectation or possibility of a climate for more stimulus?
Well, that's a political question, but the current strategy is ludicrous. You have a situation where the private sector sees essentially no growth in demand. The classic solution is to have the government step in and with short-term initiatives help stimulate that demand. If they do it right, they'll invest in income and growth-producing things like highways and bridges and schools, new opportunities for the private sector to go then build businesses. Today, not only is there no demand coming out of the government, but because of the housing crisis, nobody sees any improvement in their own liquidity, so nobody's buying anything.
So this is a pretty dark picture that you're painting. Add to that no confidence from the consumers and businesses sitting on something like $2 trillion worth of profits, which they're not going to spend, apparently. Is the president, does he have a material problem with the business community right now?
The real problem is not the business community. The real problem is the Democrats and the Republicans fight for one point or another in a political sphere while the rest of us are waiting for the government to do something concrete and predictable. What business needs is predictable long-term plans. We need to know where is government spending going to be, what are the government programs going to be, and off we go.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. Your calls coming up at 800-510-8255. The Obama jobs bill and the tax discussion, the class warfare the Republicans say the president is mounting, that'll come up in a few minutes. Chris Wallace on Fox talked to Congressman Paul Ryan, who is the architect of the Republican plan, about what they believe the president is going to announce today.
Congressman, while little has been confirmed, here's an outline of what the president is reportedly likely to announce tomorrow. $4 trillion in savings, at least $340 billion from entitlement reform to Medicare and Medicaid, at least $800 billion in revenue increases, including that new plan to ensure millionaires pay at least the same percentage of earnings as middle-income taxpayers. Let's start, if we can, sir, with entitlements. Do you see anything positive about a Democratic president taking on entitlements?
I sure do, but I don't know if there's anything positive in this plan. I want to keep an open mind and see what it is. But from what we hear originally, it looks like it's just more price controls and reimbursement cuts to doctors and other health care providers, which simply leads to restricted access to denied care to seniors. Medicare already has the new president's panel, the IPAP, starting next year, which will further price control Medicare providers. So I don't think that's going to work if that's what he's going to continue doing. The other thing on the tax side is permanent tax increases on job creators doesn't work to grow the economy. It's actually fueling the uncertainty that is hurting job growth right now. And don't forget the fact that most small businesses file their taxes as individuals. So when you're raising these top tax rates, you're raising taxes on these job creators where more than half of Americans get their jobs from in this country. So what we want to see are pro-growth economics. Even the president's fiscal commission is saying, with Democrats on there, lower tax rates, broaden the tax base for economic growth, and just more nickel and dime reimbursement cuts to health care providers will simply lead to less access for care from senior citizens.
The Democrats have been hammering your party, have been hammering the GOP ever since they supported your plan, the Ryan plan, that would have created a premium support program, which according to experts, some people call it a voucher plan, would have reduced made health care costs more expensive for Medicare recipients starting in 10 years. Does the fact that the president is addressing any entitlement reform take the bullseye off the GOP's back?
Well, it's constructive in that he's acknowledging that there's a big problem with these programs. And he has made that acknowledgement a couple of times now, saying they're going to go bankrupt if we don't do something to fix them. That's good. So the question then is, what's the best way to fix them? We believe the best way to fix them is not to jeopardize the access to these benefits for current seniors. Our bill says leave them alone, don't disrupt their services, and then have a new reform program for younger generations that gives them more choice, more competition. It's not vouchers. They choose among competing plans, just like they do in Medicare Advantage or the Part D benefit. And what we do is we have a strengthened program that works like the one we have in Congress so that it's actually something that's solvent. We actually make Medicare solvent, and we don't do it by restricting access to drugs, restricting access to senior care like doctors and hospitals. The problem is what the president has said he's going to do, and what his new law does is it puts 15 bureaucrats in charge of rationing prices to Medicare for current seniors, and that jeopardizes their care, and it also doesn't save the system. So what we've seen from the president so far, more price controls and rationing, no plan to save it from bankruptcy. We preserve it for current seniors, and we have a new system that works like what we have in Congress that prevents the program from going bankrupt in the first place. We think that's a better idea, but I'm glad he's actually wading into the discussion. Now let's talk about what ideas work the best.
All right, that's Congressman Paul Ryan. What do you think works the best? 800-510-8255. The plan looks like the core of the plan anyway, totaling $2 trillion in deficit reductions over 10 years, combines new taxes with $580 billion in cuts to benefit programs, $248 billion from Medicare. Now, the plan also calls for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, thus saving $1 trillion. Why isn't that being done today? Why isn't that being done right now? Wouldn't that make good sense? Officials cast Obama's plan as his vision for deficit reduction and the way to get the economy to be able to redistribute money so they can have another jobs plan that perhaps will work better than the last one. Is that the way it is? We'll find out what you think in a moment here on The Countdown.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules can make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced-fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. one company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard coast to coast on a lot of great radio stations in great markets like Bakersfield, Honolulu, Tulsa, Knoxville. It's kind of a neat thing to be able to bring all of this material, all of this news, talk, conversation about what's going on in the world to you every day, a review of the hot hits, the things that are being on the front burner, moved to the front burner, if you will. Last week, a lot of people were interested in the Tea Party debate and the jobs bill. I think jobs bill maybe becomes number one. That's what we're talking about here. As we review the Sunday morning program, we've got one more to go before we take your call on this jobs plan. From State of the Union on CNN, Candy Crowley here with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the president's plan. Expect to hear something different than we've heard from Paul Ryan and some of the other Republicans because Durbin's a Democrat.
Many economists also say two things, that in the short term, now we're just talking about the short term and not the long term, you shouldn't cut spending by too much and you shouldn't raise taxes. And yet we now know from the White House that one of the things the president wants to do is the so-called Buffett plan, which is to make sure that no millionaire pays less of a percentage in federal tax than anyone in the middle class. Is it a good idea right now to raise taxes on anybody right now?
Well, certainly on those who are wealthy and comfortable and wouldn't even notice it, yes. Warren Buffett has been honest, and other people I know who have been fortunate in life and wealthy have said, for goodness sakes, you can raise my taxes if that's going to help this economy move forward. I wonder if John Boehner knows what it sounds like when he continues to say the position of the Republican Party in America is that you can't impose one more penny in taxes on the wealthiest people. I wonder if he understands how that sounds in Ohio to working families who are struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Do you think that's
I wonder
the
if he knows how
this...
that sounds to 46 million people out of work.
And that's the political side of this. And do you think that is the point of this proposal, is to paint the Republicans as, again, as people who will protect the wealthy at any cost?
No, I'll tell you what it is. The president said at the outset that his plan to move the economy forward would be paid for. In other words, he would come up with the revenue to pay for tax cuts for working families and incentives for small businesses to hire. So he went after two areas. He said, we've got to trim the deductions which the wealthiest people in America can take. And secondly, we have to end the federal subsidy to the oil companies, which are the most profitable and richest companies in America. That, to me, is a reasonable way to make sure we pay for what the president says, a plan to put America back to work.
When's this jobs bill getting on the Senate floor?
It'll start debate this week. Now, there are going to be a lot of variations and ideas.
The bill won't be on the floor to vote on this week. I mean, you guys can debate anything at any point. When's the bill going to get on the floor?
The bill's on the calendar. Majority Leader Reid moved it to the calendar. It is ready and poised. There are a couple other items that we may get into this week, not on the bill, and some related issues that may create jobs. But we're going to move forward on the president's bill. There'll be a healthy debate. I hope the Republicans will come after the recess.
So next month, or when will it begin to act on?
I think that's more realistic. That would be next month.
All right. So there's the story from Dick Durbin. How about you and your thoughts? 800-510-8255. You go to DougStephan.com. Not only can you get a review of all of these stories that we're talking about that are in the focus, but also in our video of the day department, you might find from Dirty Jobs there, Mike Rowe talking about what he believes is the biggest problem with jobs in America, the fact that nobody wants to do the hard, dirty work anymore. You think that's true? How many of you are doing that sort of work? Are you farmers? You work as a what we used to call a grease monkey. You work in some, even the car dealerships now. There's not any real repair of cars going on. They replace stuff. And how many dirty mechanics have you seen? In the local garages, you see them. But what's the other stuff that you think Americans don't want to do? If, in fact, Americans don't want to do them, then don't those who don't want a job, if there's an available job, deserve whatever they get, in a sense? I think there's some discussion about that that might be appropriate. 800-510-8255. The good news is there are jobs. The bad news is they aren't high paying, many of them. The thing that Durbin says that is has disgusted many people, again, the Democrats don't want a deal, seemingly. Haven't heard too many Republicans either on this bandstand. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. You know that almost 40 cents of every dollar that is being spent in our country is to pay down the debt. And of that, 40% of that is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. 40% of the deficit is going to pay for waste and corruption and fraud. Why aren't they onto that? Who wants to pay more taxes, especially if it's not necessary? If it were necessary, it would be one thing. If the government were well run. But look at these programs, one on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, that do the same thing. You've heard these stories over and over and over again. So how does that weigh into the balance of what you think about government? I know that the not only the Republicans, but the Democrats, Congress in general, politicians in general, have very low scores when it comes to the public liking what they do. Wouldn't you think they'd want to figure out what some of the easy things are to deal with to fix? The news media is a co-conspirator in this because they're not focusing on it either. But you know what we're talking about. You watch these guys that work for the public works, the people that drive around in these trucks, and they stand and they watch. There's two of them. They come back to the shop an hour before the day is over to punch out. You know what we're talking about here. Here's Karen in Oklahoma City, who has some pretty interesting things to question.
It's always so funny how people call in and they're bashing Republicans and bashing corporations when they're the ones that pay tax. I don't hear people calling in and say, thank you, rich people, for feeding my kids, for housing my kids, for paying their medical, for giving me the $5,000 back on the earned income credit. Maybe if they didn't buy big screen TVs and Wii's and stuff like that and kind of make the money go a little bit farther. You know, nobody makes a woman have 11 kids. And if poverty is so bad, why do they keep bringing kids into it? They want to cut the military and everything, but at least our military guys get up and go to work every day. The government doesn't have their own money. It's the taxpayers that are giving people money, and they ought to be appreciative of it, not cutting rich people.
Interesting thought, Karen. Thank you. 800-510-8255, Holly in California, and the focus on the jobs bill.
This jobs plan is, like everything else he does, ideologically driven. Just two cases in point, taking away the deductions for donations. That just plays into a term that is used in 100 documents of this administration called the federal family. He wants all help to come from the government. He wants all people to look to the government. As far as the people underwater, we had employees. We have a large business. Our home is being able to deduct a house that we have that's underwater, and everybody else like us that is making the payments on a house that is underwater. Once again, he's striking the people who have something, who have created something, who stand independent of the government. Just God bless America, and something has to be done about this juggernaut we have in the White House.
800-510-8255, Darlene in Maryland.
Never in the history of our country have we cut taxes during a time of war, and we had two wars, and we gave them a blank check. And when Brenner was there, I saw a hearing where they said shopping bags of money was given out. But yet we want to blame Obama for everything, for his health care. Least health care is helping people. Money that was squandered over there didn't help anybody. And they still hate us over there. And I just think it's sad that Obama gets the blame for everything.
800-510-8255. Darlene doesn't like all of you blaming Mr. Obama for the problem. Not all of you are. Here's Gabe in Massachusetts.
The truth of the matter is the biggest transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich because of Bush's Patriot Act. Now, sitting here with this Patriot Act and having the technology go to the rich, all of a sudden these tax breaks come in. We have tax breaks for 10 years. The disparity of wealth is unbelievable. The poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer. And the reason why is because the rich elite want to be as rich as the crooked guys in Saudi Arabia with the big giant boats and everything. But they're doing basically the same thing to the American citizens that those guys are doing over there to the poor people who are living on $2 a day.
800-510-8255. A lot of people, I've heard this this weekend especially, think that we're going in the same direction as the Middle Easterners who are upset because of jobs. Are we going to have riots in our country? Ron, in Independence, Missouri, you're on.
I'd like to make a suggestion how we can create permanent jobs rather than stimulus types of jobs. And that is, I'm a baby boomer, also a small business owner. And a lot of my friends and I are getting to the age where we're ready to retire, but we're probably not going to because our 401ks are down. So my suggestion would be is the government should give us 3 extra years of credit towards Social Security. So if you're 59, you could retire now at age 62, great, or 62, you retire at the age 65, great, which would make some of us an incentive to retire and create jobs for people who are currently laid off. I mean, how would you pay for this? It's an extra cost to Social Security, but yes, coming out of the other bucket is all the unemployment costs that we're currently paying. I've got all, as my small business, I have a number of employees who are actually ready to retire, but they can't because their 401ks are down. I think this would stimulate them to retire.
As we begin the 38th week of 2011, what do you think? Here's Dave in Biloxi to wrap up our caller segment.
We got tons of people in prison for taxes, and I didn't know we had a debtor's prison, but we got tons of the poor in prison for taxes, and they can't go after the rich. They can't really put them in prison, but they can put all these little people in prison, and that's what they do to load these prison houses up with all of it. And what my ideal is put everybody that's poor in prison and feed us, take care of it, 3 squares a day, and, get rid of these corrupt IRS people, get rid of all of these organizations that's destroying the people. Count how many people's in prison right now for a debtor's prison right here in America. Over them stinking taxes.
You know, the man's got a point, hasn't he? That's a great input, as usual, from you. Thank you. What does it take to rise to the top? Something a lot of Americans are talking about. The air show crash over the weekend in the Focus next here on the Countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Air show crashes over the weekend, two of them bound to be a conversational point on the radio today. Lester Ho from NBC talks to an aviation expert about them.
John, thankfully, we haven't seen many cases of planes coming down into crowds. But that said, there's going to have to be a hard look at how we ensure crowd safety at these kinds of events. What changes might you anticipate?
I think, Lester, we're going to see a good look at the overall process. In other words, what happened to the airplane, also what we could do to ensure crowd safety. Air shows have had this kind of problem a couple of times before. There was a tragic accident in Ramstein some years ago. And every time this has come up, we've made improvements, we've made it safer, as in with any other competitive sport, for example, auto racing.
Right, and we've talked about two accidents here, and clearly there's a difference between an air race and a straightforward acrobatic demonstration. But is there anyone in charge who determines how far pilots can push the envelope or the performance of a plane in an air show or race-type setting?
There are various classes of aircraft and how they race, and there's some limits there. But like automobile racing, it's up to the pilots or the drivers to really determine how close they're going to push it. And these are highly skilled individuals with a lot of experience. So there's not a regulatory requirement per se, but in this type of competitive environment, I'm not sure how there could be.
All right, so the situation, as I said, is bound to be on people's minds today. A lot of calling and conversing about that. The Solyndra scandal next.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen here with a final look at an interesting issue, the Solyndra scandal. You may have heard that. This is a green company. They got a $500 million loan from the Obama administration. They went bankrupt. Let's see if that enters into the conversation with Bill Maher, who talked on his program to Keith Olbermann. That's ought to be good. But also on the dais is Rich Galen, who's a Republican strategist, and Louis C.K., a comedian, about this scandal surrounding the solar power company.
That is the solar power company. There's a big deal now. I saw Fox News brought out the big font. So, you know, they think they're onto something. It's a solar power company that the Obama administration fast-tracked stimulus money to. They probably did make a big mistake here, because they wanted this company, Obama was going there for a photo op, so they wanted this company to have their money, and it turns out they went belly up and lost $500 million, million, not billion, mm-hmm. of taxpayer money. How big of a scandal is this really? I think someone wants to know, and I'd like to know.
If because of the way it was structured, apparently these guys who went belly up will get the opportunity to protect their other assets or get bailout money earlier. Whatever it is, they were moved up in the process for the funding and also, I believe, in their financial recovery from this from the collapse of the company. If that's found to be done intentionally with any foreknowledge that there might be a collapse, then it could be a problem. Otherwise, it's a bad investment. Apparently, they made these solar panels without silicon. Is that it? And then the price of silicon dropped, and they didn't.
They went out of business is the reason why companies go out of business in a capitalistic country.
That's right,
because somebody did it better.
Yeah, but, well, in this case, it happens to be the Chinese, unfortunately. Yeah. But the question is, was there what's called a continuing business layer? That's not whether the accountants had already said we have doubts of this a going concern. That this can continue as a going concern before this money got transferred and all these guarantees.
No, I mean,
it's not good. It's ugly. It hurts the whole solar and alternative energy thing,
They definitely should never try anything again. I think that's the lesson learned is don't try any cool new stuff.
But that's my fear, is that now, from now on, it's just a big eye roll on the right. When you say green energy or solar energy, they're just going to go, oh, well, Solyndra, you know what happened there.
Yeah, good thing nobody can pronounce it, right?
And also, no oil company's ever had a weird thing happen.
Right.
Well, the apologies for the Democrats and the stupidity of this loan seem to be a very interesting focus, yes? Here's radio host Terry Gilbert with a caller about, Chris Hayes, talking to the CEO of Green for All the obvious underlying situation here is that it's not a scandal. They don't want themselves to look bad either.
Something Republicans would have you believe is a scandal, which is the collapse of a solar power company named Solyndra. Just to read you in on this, because it's not gotten a lot of attention outside the sort of conservative media, although it's sort of bleeding towards the edges of the mainstream media. Solyndra is a solar company that makes solar panels. They have this new innovative technology, and they secured a $535 million loan guarantee from the Department of Energy in 2009. That's from a loan program started in the Bush administration in 2006, and they applied then, so they were at the front of the line, having gone through the Bush administration process. They also got $1 billion in private capital, so this wasn't some lark. It's a who's who name of investors invested in Solyndra. Well, Solyndra has declared bankruptcy, and now the conservative media is all aflame about this being a scandal, an example of crony capitalism. Is this a real scandal? Is this crony capitalism?
You know, it's not a real scandal, and I have to say I've been impressed with the fact that people have tried to pretend that it is. When you look at what the Department of Energy has actually done, it's a program created by President Bush. 40 projects have been funded, $38 billion. One loan has not succeeded. So 40 projects, one loan hasn't succeeded. It's not a scandal. This is really about who the winners and losers of this economy are. And the people that have said this is a scandal are the people that just invested, they would say, $4 billion in oil tax subsidies in the last year. So this is just about who do you want to win or lose. And I want the people to win that are growing and that are hiring American workers.
Isn't there a charge that this is, there's a sort of, there's a crony capitalism, there's a sort of scandal accusation here. But let's put that aside, because I think there's been no evidence so far that that's the case. But there's a broader ideological indictment of this you'll hear from the right, which is this is exactly what's wrong with industrial policy. This is exactly what's wrong with picking winners in the marketplace. You should just get out of the way and let the market raise private capital and do its thing. And this is an example of what happens when the government makes those judgments and then the taxpayer ends up footing the bill. Why is that not a good argument?
It's also an example of political chicanery because the contribution. The Democrats look bad. The government looks bad. Why either they make it in the marketplace or they don't make it. There's too much of this government stuff with loans and grants and things for people and companies that don't really deserve it. They don't get them unless they're politically connected. Food for thought, which is always what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about.